Jane complained to her friend John, "Betsy told me that you told her what I told you not to tell her." "Well," replied John in a hurt tone, "I told her not to tell you I told her." Jane sighed, "Well, don't tell her I told you that she told me." Yes, that's right. We're back talking about gossip this morning. A bit of a change from what I had planned to share with you. As I said last week, gossip is a real problem for us in our relationships, whether it's family, whether it's friends, work, or yes, also even in the church. Our focus today, however, is not on the one who gossips, but on the one who hears the gossip. Just like it takes two to tango, it takes two to gossip. And the listening is just as crucial as the speaking for gossip to take place. The problem is, we love to hear gossip, don't we? Help me read Proverbs 18:8. "The words of a whisperer are like delicious morsels." The contemporary English version says it this way: "There's nothing so delicious as the taste of gossip." And even if we have qualms about dishing it out, we often nevertheless love to consume it. And there are several reasons for this, I think. We're curious about the hidden lives of others. We wonder if other people's lives are like ours, if things are totally different in other people's lives. We wonder if they have weaknesses and problems just like we do, and perhaps even take secret joy when we find out their problems might be worse than the problems that we are struggling with. And also, sociologists point out to us that sharing secrets is a bonding process in relationships. And so if someone shares a secret with you, it makes you feel really special. It makes you feel like that person must really like and trust you, and that you're on the in terms of the group that you're a part of. And unfortunately, gossip can be a part of this sharing as well. So we like to consume gossip. But before we leave this eating metaphor behind, let me just say that when you consume gossip, what you're actually doing is consuming the other person. In a church context, those delicious morsels that Proverbs 18 talks about are your brothers and sisters in the Lord cut up into bite-sized pieces and served to you on a platter. As Paul says in Galatians 5:15, "If you bite and devour one another, watch out that you are not completely consumed by one another." Instead of consuming, we need to learn new ways of responding when gossip comes our way. So I just want to share with you this morning three things that I think will help us to be moving in the right direction in terms of learning how to respond to gossip. The first one is this: learn how to recognize gossip. We talked last week about that there's three kinds of gossip. The first one is groundless speculation about the affairs of others. And if you'll remember, this is where you may know a bit of information, but then you just go ahead and fill in all the rest with, you know, we do this. We fill in with our ignorant conjectures about what's going on in other people's lives, even though we have no idea. And we usually do so assuming the worst about the person and about their situation. And then there's revealing secrets / breaking confidences, where someone shares a secret with us and we're just dying to tell someone so much that we eventually give in and do break the confidence that we have with that person. And then finally, there's spreading negative information about others, whether true or not. It's unnecessary sharing of negative information that is meant to tear other people down. So what I'm saying here is that we need to become attuned to gossip so that when we hear it, a light goes on and we can become aware of what's going on in the situation that we're in, the person we're talking to, or if it's in a group, and then we can respond appropriately to it. And even just to ask the question, "Hey, wait a minute, is what we're doing here, is what I'm sharing here gossip, is a really important question. After church one day at New Providence, where I pastor, we were talking, and someone said, "Hey, wait, is this gossip?" And that's great, because it tells us that as Christians, we're trying to be careful with what we say about each other. We're trying to monitor what comes out of our mouths. Learn to recognize gossip. Second, don't receive the gossip. Don't receive it. That is, don't let gossip shape your opinion and outlook towards others. Now, you can't unhear what someone tells you before you even know that it's gossip, but what I'm saying is don't let that influence how you think about the other person. First of all, don't receive gossip out of humility. We need to recognize that we are very limited in our ability to size up other people and what's going on in their lives. Only God knows what's in their heart and what's all the details and complexities of what's going on in their life situation. And in humility, we need to make allowance for the fact that the person who's sharing with us often gets things wrong or has an agenda that they are pursuing as they speak. So accept that you don't know the whole situation, and neither does the person who is sharing. I have learned as a pastor that there are always at least two sides to every story, and it has happened many times where I've heard something, I thought, wow, that is just incredible that this is going on, and I turn around and find out that that is not at all what is going on when I hear other people and the other perspectives that come to me. Reality is usually much more complex than how we break things down as we share negative bites of information about each other. Just because someone tells you something about someone else does not mean that you really know much about that person or what's going on in that person's life. Help me read Proverbs 18:17. "The one who states his case first seems right until the other comes and examines him." It seems totally convincing when you hear from one person that that must be how things are until you hear the other side of the story. And the problem with gossip is that you never even get to hear the other side of the story. You're just hearing what that one person is sharing with you. Don't receive gossip out of humility. Also, don't receive it out of love. We saw last week how love always wants to hope for the best and think the best of others, not the worst. As 1 Corinthians 13:7 says, love believes all things, hopes all things. And also, love wants to build other people up and is grieved when others are torn down. As 1 Corinthians 8:1 says, love builds up. It does not tear down others. And so our love for others keeps us from accepting secret dirt on the lives of others. Don't receive gossip, and if you need to, talk to the person face to face. If you hear something negative about someone, either suspend judgment by accepting that you don't really know what's going on just because you heard that one person say what they said. Don't let it shape your opinion about them. If it seems serious, check it out for yourself by going to the person face to face, as Jesus teaches in Matthew 18:15. Because only when we go to the person face to face and hear what they have to say can we come to any real conclusions about what is going on in the situation. This is really important, so I want you to listen to me. As Christians, we need to covenant with each other that we will not receive dirt on each other without going to each other first, face to face, to talk through those issues together. Can you imagine what a revolution in our relationships that would bring about if we make that covenant with each other not to accept hearsay, not to accept gossip, or let it shape our opinions in any way until we talk to that person face to face? As Jesus said in John 7:24, do not judge by appearances, but judge with right judgment. And then finally, in terms of how to respond, we need to help the gossiper to stop. Let's just first note the human reality, which I experience just as much as any of you, that it's really easy to fall into gossip. It's really easy, and some people are not fully aware of what they're doing, even as they're doing, and they're not trying to be intentionally a gossip or being malicious, even though what they're doing is terribly wrong. And so we need to take this into account as we respond. Some gossipers are intentional and malicious. Perhaps most are not. How do we help them stop? First of all, remind them of humility just as you remind yourself of humility. That is that we probably don't know the whole story about what's going on in so-and-so's life. Ask, how do you know that? And are you sure that you know the whole story? Is that just your interpretation of a particular thing that happened once? Remind them of love. Encourage them to think the best of their brother and sister in the Lord and to hope for the best for them. Say, that sounds serious. What should we do to help so-and-so? And of course, it's always fun if you want to derail gossip when someone comes to you sharing negative information, share lots of good things about that person. It just takes all the fun out of it, and it makes the person who's trying to gossip feel very uncomfortable. Or you can say, this is a really sensitive issue. I wonder if so-and-so would want others to know about this. I mean, ask them, how would you want someone to respond if this were you? Send them to the person in question, according again to the principle of Jesus in Matthew 18:15. This is called redirection. Someone comes to us, you ask, have you talked to the person yet? Did you get permission to share that private information? We have to work hard at breaking, triangling apart where someone has a problem with this person, but then they go to this person to talk about it. So we need to redirect them back to that person that they have the issue with so that things can be dealt with. And I find it also very helpful to offer to go with them if they feel intimidated by doing that. And then encourage them to stop. There's no response to previous efforts. We might have to become a little bit more firm in how we respond, especially if it's a pattern of behavior in their life. Help me read Luke 17:3, the words of our Lord Jesus. If your brother sins, tell him to stop. And of course, this applies to sisters in the Lord as well. Say it how you want. Say it according to what you think fits the situation best and how your own personality is. Say it how you need to, but just make sure it's loving and gentle when you encourage them to stop. Say something like, you really shouldn't be saying something like that. Or you need to stop before someone is really hurt by the words that you're sharing. Finally, this morning, remember that it does take two to gossip. As we heard last week in Proverbs 26:20, it says, for lack of wood, the fire goes out, and where there is no whisperer, quarreling ceases. Well, if gossip fuels strife, listening ears is what fuel gossip. And if we take away our listening ears, gossip will fade away among us as well. So my appeal is, let's stop listening to gossip. Amen? Let's stop listening to gossip. Let's let New Danville Mennonite Church be a gossip-resistant church. And let's let all of us as Christians be a gossip-resistant people. May the Spirit help us in this. May the Spirit give us more love in our hearts for one another than we have love for hearing gossip.